I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
As the Atlanta Falcons continue to prepare for the Cleveland Browns, we've had a little news on the side of the Cleveland Browns. Myles Garrett was involved in a car accident. We do know nothing life-threatening, but there are now questions in place of, is he going to be able to play? So that his status is a little up in the air right now. Again, it's good that it's not life-threatening because, you know, you never want to hear that. Never want to hear anybody gets in a car crash either. But he's okay. So now it's just a speculation of, is he going to play? And at this point, you wouldn't mind if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, if you're like, Miles, you know, why don't you sit this one out this 1 week? You know, really get healthy for your next opponent. But how big of a difference does it really make if Myles Garrett does not play? Because, I mean, I know they have a lot. They have a very good defense overall, but Myles Garrett really stirs the drink when it comes to that Cleveland Browns defense.
Well, anytime a guy that's in 6 years already has 61 and a half sacks for his career might not play, I think that's a big deal. I mean, the guy's already got three. You know, we were talking about Grady Jarrett the other day, and Grady through three games has 2.5 sacks and 4 tackles for loss and 3 quarterback hits, and that's really good that's our best player on defense, right?
Yeah, right.
That's our money guy. And this guy's already got 3 sacks and 4 tackles for loss, and he is with 5 quarterback hits. He's a through and through pass rusher. He's a, you know, legitimate defensive end, where Grady is a defensive tackle who, you know, plays in a 3-4, so he can be split out wide at times. But he's it. He's there. He's their pass rush. This is a team with multiple first round picks on that front. With they got Taven Bryant, who was a first round pick, Jadeveon Clowney, who didn't play last week, but he's still a guy that was a first round pick, and you've got Myles Garrett up there, and this defense is pretty good, to your point. That being said, I think 100% Myles Garrett will be playing if this was in January.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mild shoulder sprain. I think it was a mild, maybe an ankle, or there's another sprain. I think there's a really good chance, though, that he doesn't play because it's September. And it's perceived. This is the perception of Atlanta. They can say whatever garbage they want to say in the press, but up there in Cleveland, Stefanski and them are perceiving Atlanta as a weaker opponent. Now, they won't run the ball down their damn throats come Thursday afternoon, starting at 1:02. But that being said, that's what they're going to probably think. So they might be hesitant to play Myles Garrett, and I don't blame them, because he is your best player on defense. And maybe withstanding Nick Chubb, and then he's your best player on the team. Maybe, you know, you could probably say he is.
That's close debate.
Well, I mean, it is, honestly.
Yeah. Him and Chubb are right there.
you've got a top five pass rusher in the NFL. And on the and then on the other side of the ball, you've got one of the top five running backs in the NFL, a guy who's leading the league right now in rushing. So I tend to think they might lean towards caution, but it's also going to depend on how Myles Garrett feels on Friday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will be a huge boost to the Atlanta Falcons if he doesn't play. But you're right. As far as the Cleveland Browns, though, go Kevin Stefanski, right. You're probably right, is behind closed doors, underestimating the matchup that the Atlanta Falcons bring to this game. So it's going to be really interesting to see if he does play. Like you said, I think we all pretty much know that if you practice on Friday, there's a good chance you'll play. So our question might get answered on Friday to whether he practices or not, or if he's limited. So we'll see. But there is a really good chance he won't play, because they should get Jadeveon Clowney back, who you just talked about, because Clowney did not play last week in their Thursday night matchup against the Steelers. And I heard Wes bring this up in the broadcast against the Seahawks. So the Browns have had extra time to rest up and, you know, match up with the, you know, kind of get ready for the Falcons.
Well, and remember one thing, Dylan, I didn't mean to cut you off, but remember one thing. Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney, while they were both first-round picks and highly touted coming out of college and dominant in the college game, they're not the same player in the NFL.
Oh, no.
Jadeveon Clowney only has about 42 or 43 sacks in his career in the NFL. No. He's much more of a run, stopping defensive end.
Yep.
Whereas Myles Garrett is more of a guy who's going to get after the pin. Now, he can stop the run. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking that away. But he is a bona fide number one pass rushing threat in this league and a top five guy coming off the edge. You know, he's up there with a Von Miller. So to your point, if Jadeveon Clowney does play, it does help them tremendously from that stopping the run standpoint. Yeah. So it is good to note that they are different players when it comes to that.
Yeah, for sure. And they're both going to bring different things to the table. And that's why together as a tandem, they can be really scary, because you got one guy who is, you know, I won't say better at stopping the run, but he specializes more in stopping the run. And then you got a more well-rounded guy, Myles Garrett, who can definitely sack your quarterback and stop the run as well and just blow up plays in the backfield, period. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Kevin Stefanski and Myles Garrett approach this week, and really to see if he plays, because it is going to be, like I said, a big boost to the Atlanta Falcons if he does not play. Because if he doesn't play, that's one less guy and probably the biggest guy on defense that you don't have to worry about. You already got to worry about enough guys, because, like I said, you probably got to worry about Clowney. You know, you got to think about Denzel Ward there in the backfield. So there's a lot of guys you already got to take into consideration on that defense, and not having to worry about the biggest guy would be a huge help for not only the Atlanta Falcons running game, but the passing game as well, just their offense overall. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops. But Falcons fans, definitely something to keep your eye on this week is Myles Garrett practicing. Does he practice on Friday? Because I can almost guarantee you, if he doesn't practice on Friday, he's probably not playing. So there you go.